Hi, I'm Sydney Rogers, and welcome to another edition of FLX Weekly here at FingerLakes1.com. It is February 5th, 2020, and we are live inside the FingerLakes1.com studio, where I'm joined by Jim Senecropi and Auburn's own guitar hero, Nick Speljo.
That's me.
Today's show is brought to you by Red's Place in Seneca Falls. Who says you should only eat tacos on Tuesday? You can enjoy 3 for $5 tacos every Thursday at Red's Place. Your choice of hard or soft tacos served with chips and salsa. And of course, pair it with your favorite alcoholic beverage. It's from 5 to 9 p.m. on Thursdays, and it is dine-in only. And I just had those tacos.
Great tacos.
They were amazing.
Like, they're unique and really great tacos.
I wasn't expecting them to be as good as they were.
You never had the tacos before?
No. Right? I just had them like 2 weeks ago for the first time, and I was like, wow, I was missing out all this time that they've done it. But every Thursday from 5 to 9, dine in only. But welcome, Nick.
Thank you. Thank
we are so excited to have you here because you are coming off of a very interesting, awesome experience that you had.
I'll say,
You played the national anthem on your guitar in front of 31,000 people. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's
at the correct. Biggest game, I feel like,
that's
of the
game
season.
Of the year,
Syracuse versus Duke.
Don't like the outcome of the game, but that's not Nick's fault.
No. It's not his fault at all because he must have got everybody so pumped. In the beginning of that with the national anthem, it was awesome.
The video is on Finger Lakes One and it's on YouTube.
And everywhere, I feel like
it was excellent.
It's going around. How's it feel?
Yeah, it's gotten around a little bit, yeah.
How's it feel to be kind of viral?
It's pretty cool, you know what I mean? It's kind of, I don't know, it's nerve-wracking in a way, but, you know, to know that everybody's watching my stuff. You know,
nerve-wracking now.
Yeah.
Was it nerve-wracking when you were actually preparing and they were announcing you at the game?
Well, by that point, I kind of, like, the nerves had gone away a little bit, you know, because I got there at 5 and I had to sound check and stuff, so I was able to play through their PA and stuff. So it was a little bit, you know, but it's still a lot of people to be playing in front of, so.
Yeah,
it was still kind of nerve-wracking, you know.
So I got a lot of questions.
Oh, boy.
Well, first of all, when you was playing your guitar in the Carrier Dome, was it a different experience just in the sound? It's a huge arena.
Yeah, well, it was kind of interesting because that was part of what calmed me down a little bit is that it sounded at least where, you know, because I stand right in front of my amp.
Mm-hmm.
And that sound was exactly what I hear at home.
Okay, so you didn't hear like the cavernous through the PA system.
It was epic, like hearing it, because then, you know, you hit chords and stuff. And it's just, you know, it goes through the whole place and it sounds like you're in heaven, basically. Yeah.
I mean, most people don't play in front of 32,000 people ever.
No.
And then you have the additional thousands of people watching the footage, you know, afterward. So it's a pretty big audience that got to see you play it. And, you know, for someone that watches a lot of sports games or goes to a lot of high school basketball games, I see and hear the national anthem all the time, and it's I think a nice refreshing change just to hear it played, you know.
It really was.
On the guitar.
Thanks,
did any previous versions, like Jimi Hendrix version, inspire you at all? Like, how did you compose it?
Well, yeah, I guess I kind of, because I played it in high school one time, I guess I try to play it like as straight as possible just because it is, you know, the national anthem, you know, and you got to have some respect for that, you know, but you also got to do your own thing kind of.
Right.
And one of the versions that I really like is Steve Vai did a version, I think it was at an NBA game, I can't remember, I think it was maybe the Nuggets, but he did a version and that's like my favorite version of it. And that's kind of what I tried to model it off of, but it's not exactly the same, you know, but that's the one that I like the most.
You weren't nervous when it actually came time to start playing? Like, when you hit that first note, did it kind of, like, open up for you?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, I was saying to people, been asking about that, you know, it's like you might as well, when you get in there, you might as well focus, you know what I mean? Because it's like, you know, you're there. And
it's happening whether you like it or not.
Yeah, it's gonna happen, you know what I mean? And if you screw it up, you're going to be, you know, angry about it anyway.
And so you can cover the screw-ups in a little bit in something like that, too.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I, in my opinion, there's a part in there in Syracuse where I actually kind of screwed up a little bit.
But nobody knows.
Nobody knows
about it. If you can find it.
What do we win?
Some money? I don't know.
So
row seat.
Do you have your own YouTube channel where you produce music?
Yep.
What is that YouTube channel? Let's give you a little plug.
Yeah, it's just if you go search my name, it's just my name. And
easy enough. Yeah. And that's spelled N-I-C-K-S-B-E-G-L-I-O.
Right. Yep. The B is what usually throws everybody off.
Oh, yeah. That's why I had to ask. Unusual. I always mess up names, and I knew I was going to mess this one up if I didn't ask.
So I watching the video, it looks like you loosened up a little bit as it went on. looking back on it, is there anything you would have done different?
I don't know. I don't think so. I was thinking about, doing... at the very beginning, kind of go one into the chord, and then I was thinking about doing some like lick stuff there, but I was just kind of want to ease into it. You know what I mean?
It's right.
Hard enough as it is. You know what I mean? I don't really want to go out there, gangbusters right away trying to shred. You know what I mean?
All right. So tell everybody about the process of how you went from to get to that point where they chose you to do this game, because there was like an audition and a whole bunch of other stuff.
Oh. Yeah.
So what happened was there was basically a Facebook ad that I saw, and there were 2 days in September. It was the 7th and the 9th, and I went the second day, and I didn't really think that, there was going to be a whole lot of chance for me, to be honest. I know I can play it and everything like that, but I figured they were looking for singers.
Yeah.
And I went, and I played, and I didn't think I did that well. And then they, there was a pool that you were going to be able to make it into, and I made the pool, I got the email, I got into the pool, and then a couple days later I got an email I was going to be playing at the Seattle game on November 16th.
Not as big a crowd as but still exciting.
Yeah, I mean, I would have been happy with, 1,000 people.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
And they're like, whatever, I don't know how much the Seattle draws, but... Anyway, then I got an email a couple weeks after that. Oh, we want to, marketing manager wants to move you up to the Pittsburgh game.
Bigger game, yeah.
Bigger game, rivalry and everything. And before the Duke game, that was the biggest NCAA crowd this year.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah, which was like 23,000 some. And then like a couple days after that, it's like, oh, we want you to do the Duke game now.
That's so interesting. Yeah. You don't think of the back end of that stuff of the progression and what it takes to even be able to get chosen as one of the ones.
Yeah, and like going into it, I thought the Duke game, that's obviously, as long as I've been, known about Syracuse or been a fan, that's been the biggest game. And I thought it would be, cool, obviously, to go and be able to play that,
Yeah.
I mean? But I didn't think, I was going to make it in the first place. And then it's like, we want you to play Duke. And it's like, oh. It was really awesome, but, nerve-wracking at the same time, like I said.
Makes sense.
So a couple things, too. The Syracuse National Anthem, the student sections, when Osei does that Star Spangled, they always go yell, oh, all in unison. Did you know that was coming, and did that throw you off?
Because
they didn't hit it at the right spot.
Yeah, well, but because they went over it before the game, like the MC guy was going around, saying, we're going to do this, this, and that, and like when they announced Duke, boo, and all that stuff. And, so I knew it was going to happen. I don't think I was expecting it to be quite as loud as it was.
Right.
It was awfully loud. You know what I mean? But
and not at the right spot in the song is what I mean.
Well, they were trying to listen, I'm sure, and figure out, well, okay, we're used to someone singing, so now we have to... That puts a lot on.
So you finish, you're just about ready. At the end of any national anthem performance, the crowd at the end starts to build, and then when you finish and the crowd went crazy, what did that feel like?
It was awesome. You know what I mean? It was like you could feel it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like everybody, like the electricity went, And one of the things was that I looked up and I saw myself on the big screen.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And it was like,
surreal.
It was awesome. There's not really anything else to say besides awesome.
Here's my random question. Did you stay for the game? Have you stay for the game?
Yeah, I got 4 free tickets. Yeah,
awesome.
For me and my dad, my mom, and my brother were there. So
that's awesome. So. Did people see you once you were at your seat and stuff and recognize you?
Yeah.
That had to be exciting.
Yeah, it was cool, because I got off the court and everything, and I was going up, the stairs to the bleachers, and I was like,
everybody's
going through the
tunnel. It's like your own parade.
Right, yeah.
So we're going to have you play for us in a little bit
towards
the end of the show. But graduated from Auburn High School in 2018.
Right.
And so when did you first start playing guitar?
Well, when I first started, I mean, if you want to go back to, like, way before, I got my first, you know, like, cheap Walmart kind of guitar when I was, like, 5 or 6.
Awesome.
Like, but an acoustic?
When I first got serious about it was, like, when I was, you know, I wanted to play when I was 13, you know, 12 or 13. I was like, this is what I want to kind of try to do. And then I got my first kind of real guitar when I was 15, and I started taking lessons like right after my 15th birthday.
And so you got to be what, 20? 19. Yeah. Okay. So you haven't been playing for that long. You must have had some natural ability to be able to progress.
Well, you know, I don't want to
toot my own horn.
You can brag. Yeah.
Go ahead. This is for you.
Yeah, but, you know, it was, you know, but the other thing is, too, you know, you got, when you're younger, you know, and you don't have a job and stuff, and you're just going to school.
You got
time to, you know, practice all the time, so.
Did anybody ever teach you, or you're totally self-taught?
Yeah, I mean, I had a couple of teachers along the way help me with stuff, but, you know, I would say of the 4 years that I've been playing, I've only gone to lessons for, like, maybe half of that, not even, so.
Awesome.
Yeah, most musicians, I used to be in a band, and almost every musician I came across is, for the most part, is self-taught. You know, you might take lessons here or there, but to really become good at your instrument, you're learning yourself.
Well, you gotta have the ambition, you know, I mean, to have the you know, the drive to practice and get better.
Yep. So. So, and who are your influences?
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm wearing the Metallica shirt, as you can
see. Awesome, yes.
Metallica. Eddie Van Halen's my favorite guitar player, and Van Halen's my favorite
band. One of mine, too, yep.
And then, you know, just, like, some of the heavier stuff, I would say, like, Pantera is one of my favorite bands, and they're kind of screamy, I guess. You know what I mean? So, you know, stuff like that, 80s bands, you know, Def Leppard, you know, Ozzy Osbourne. You know, just the
so
guys.
I graduated from high school in 1990, and I went to see these bands that you're mentioning, and I went to the rock and roll shows at Weedsport and the Blue Cross Arena, which used to just be the Rochester War Memorial. But you know, that music is oldies music now. Like, when I was young, I listened to, like, the 1950s, you know, on the oldies channel or whatever, and that was oldies. But what drew you to this type of music? How were you first exposed to it?
Well, first, obviously, my dad has all, you know, he's got his old records from, like, the 80s and stuff.
Okay.
You know what
awesome.
I mean? And, you know, CDs and stuff like that. And I got into that stuff, you know, when I was around that time, like 12 or 13. Mm-hmm. I found, like I said, Def Leppard. I found Hysteria and the Ozzy Osbourne tribute record.
Okay.
With you know,
yeah,
Randy
with
Rhodes.
Randy Rhodes, yeah. Crazy
so,
Train,
yeah, right? Yeah, so those are, like, the two first records I ever, like, really got into. And then when I was in seventh grade, my history teacher played this video. It was, like, kind of a montage or whatever of, like, a whole bunch of events in history, you know, and, like, current events and, like, you know, History Channel clips and stuff like that. And it was one of the, like, the first song in there was Unchained by Van Halen, which is still my favorite song. And that was that was, like, the song in the moment I was, like, because my ear perked up to that, and it was, like, you know, a couple kids in the class started, like, jamming to it too. You know what I mean? So I'm like, maybe there's something to this, you know.
Awesome.
It's an awesome tune. Yeah,
well, there's not there, you know, 80s metal music was still rock and roll. Today's new music isn't so much rock and roll. I don't know. Like, what's your take on, like, the current state of music?
I have a feeling I know his answer.
Yeah, well, you know, I guess I can't really say because I don't listen to a whole lot of it. You know what I mean? I guess that kind of speaks for itself, I would say. But, you know, some of it's okay, some of it's better than others, you know, but like, my sister likes 21 Pilots, and I don't mind them, you know, because they have...
Well, I think there's
really
a definition between, like, there's just so much DJing today,
yeah,
you know?
Well, a lot of it's, you know, for lack of a better word, fake.
Right.
You know?
There's not five guys, a drummer, a bass player, a guitar player, a singer. It's, so while the end product does sound good, and it doesn't have the same musicianship. Energy, right? Yeah. And so nothing like live music. So what's next in terms of your guitar playing? What's next?
Well, I hope to, you know, find some guys to, you know, make a band with.
Mm-hmm.
And they would be lucky to have you from what we heard so far, and I can't wait for people
to hear it. I appreciate
it,
yeah. Well, either that or, you know, kind of do maybe a Joe Satriani thing. Like, he kind of, like, puts a band together and does, like, instrumental stuff, so that would be cool, too. I guess just, you know, being able to play music to make money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You need a couple more years before you can actually get into the bars, though.
That's so weird to think about. They should be able to let you in at least
I play, like, in Auburn and stuff, I play, but, you know, obviously I can't drink or anything like that.
Well, now with this video and so many people that have seen it, maybe you can get some more exposure and people, you can start being like, hey, you see how good I was here? Yeah. I will play for you.
I could put that on my resume, about 31,000 people.
Yes.
Yeah, get a bunch of guys together, get a band, it'd be fun. So you're going to play for us at the end. First, we're going to do photos.
We're going to make him go through photos with us first. I don't know if I have any Metallica photos or any fun band photos.
Right. Yeah.
But you're going to see it on the screen, and we're going to pick who has the best photo of the week.
All right, cool.
So we're going to start with this old barn in Clifton Springs. It's a favorite of Shelley Lannon, who took this shot Sunday during a light snow squall. I knew as soon as I said a favorite and barn, it was going to be Shelley.
Mm-hmm.
She is so good with the barns.
I think I know that barn.
There's so many of them. A bald eagle was defending its meal along Route 318 in Seneca County. This photo by Jack Wagner. Ooh, that's pretty sweet.
Bloody
one.
Yeah, I like it.
Nature. It's brutal.
What are you looking at? Kim Carr captured this herd of deer in the Canandaigua area over the weekend.
Oh, yeah, that is a herd.
Wow, that is a lot.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, at least 12 deer there.
That's a big family.
And that's in Canandaigua?
Yep. Sunset from 14A in Penyan. This photo was shared to us by Ed Traffigan.
Oh, nice sunset.
Beautiful. Yeah, I love the sunset, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I love getting those bright sunsets.
They're hard to get, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you need a real camera. You try to take one with your phone, and it just looks like crap.
Yeah. One lonely fisherman on Cuca Lake. This photo was taken by Brenda Hutchinson Graves.
Fishing? This time you're in a boat?
Wow. Well, it was warm. I bet you it was, you know.
It wasn't that warm.
You were going to golf. It's pretty much the same thing.
Pretty much.
Caroline Lounsbury captured this awesome shot from the park at Owasco.
Oh,
ooh,
nice.
I love that.
Yep.
Oh, that's where I'm getting married. I'm going to take a picture just like that.
Right there?
Yep. Bright sunshine and 50 degrees in Penyan, a stunning day captured by Tina Fenton.
That did get to save the date from you.
What?
We got your save the date.
You sure did.
For the wedding. It's really happening.
They're starting to come out. It's crazy.
This was who? Tina Fenton?
Yeah, this does not look like winter at all. That's insane.
Yeah.
Even in the middle of winter, the Granger Homestead stands out like a colorful beast in the middle of gray and white. This shot captured by Tony DeLeo.
That's cool.
That's super yellow.
Yeah, it looks like a pineapple.
I like it.
Pineapple house.
Another one from Travis Smith as a bird came in for a landing.
I'm
so jealous. Yeah. That's awesome. That's a cool shot.
Definitely.
Water was flowing even though it was icy. This photo also by Tina Fenton.
Yep.
Beautiful. Too cold for me. The iron ore bed on Furnace Road in Ontario. This shot was taken by Lori Krall.
The iron ore bed.
I don't even know what that is, but looks pretty sweet.
You know, it was pretty earlier, maybe it was the weekend or end of last week, when we got the snow that stuck on the trees. Like, all day long, it was on all the branches. That's the prettiest type of snow.
Right. When it snows, it melts. Todd Tanner captured this shot of a wet yard after the recent snowfall and melting that a 45-degree day brings in
January.
Looks
too spring-like for
early. Wow, that's pretty sweet photos
February.
Still.
Yeah.
Didn't know what to expect when I read that one. Nancy Saxby captured this incredible shot along Canandaigua Lake on Tuesday. That almost looks exactly like the other one, only like later in the day. It's pretty sweet. It was a bright and sunny day at Wagner Cider Mill in Penyan. This photo by Tina Fenton.
Wagner Cider Mill.
She was out and about in Penyan this weekend. Travis Smith captured this wintry bird in Ontario County.
Female cardinal.
Pretty. It doesn't look that bad. We just talked about those last one. Because the red cardinals are the males, and you said the females look like dirty or brown.
Well,
I
it's
think that's
brown.
Cute.
I don't know how dirty it is, but it's brown. The beak is yellow.
And last but not least, Jeffrey Winter captured this hazy view on Canandaigua Lake.
Holy cow, a lot of photos.
Yeah, that was a lot. And now...
we got to pick.
We're going to put it all on you first.
We're going to put it on me?
Yep.
Yeah, what was your favorite?
I think it was between the waterfall and the cardinal.
Oh.
I think I liked the waterfall better.
Okay. Oh, that waterfall was... who was that? Let me look. It was icy. Yeah, this is an incredible shot. No. Oh, that one was by Tina Fenton. Water was flowing even
yep.
though it was icy.
Yep.
Ooh, what am
okay,
I going to go
way
with?
Like Sid.
Oh no, I have a lot. Okay, I'm going to have to go with Travis Smith, the bird that came in for the landing that was on his hand. And that's not really, I don't know, I had four, so now you have to choose.
I was going to go with all the deer in the yard, but I do like that bird photo, so let's go with that one.
Oh, so sorry he didn't go with your shot. He usually goes with the guest, but
that is a cool one. Though.
So awesome. And that was by Travis Smith. Everybody, of course, had great photos this
week. As usual, yep.
And if you would like to share your local photos from across the Finger Lakes, you can click on the link in the submit content section at the bottom right of our homepage on fingerlakes1.com. Now let's see what the weekend is going to bring for weather, because we just never know nowadays if it's going to be warm, cold.
Well, there's a couple of systems moving through and to end the week, especially Thursday into Friday. Looks like we could get significant snowfall, maybe even up to a foot. And then on Friday, the snow should continue and then taper off as the day goes on. High near 31 on Friday. Overnight Friday night, it's going to get down to 17 degrees. And then Saturday should be a nice day, partly sunny, high near 27. Saturday night, down to about 20. And then Sunday, we break above freezing again with a slight chance of rain or snow before 1 p.m. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, high near 36. Back to work Monday, mostly cloudy, high near 36. So it's not
too bad. I would take it.
It's going to give you a little taste of winter, and then it's going to back off a little bit. So
anything over 30, I'm fine with lately. It hasn't been too freezing. Today I walked my dog this morning and I was like, ooh, it's a little chilly out, but still not anything like
it's not we've frigid.
Seen.
Yeah, it's not the normal winter.
It's not like 2 or 3 feet of snow, right?
No, two or three feet of snow or 5 degrees with
or
a negative
really
15
slushy,
wind,
nasty.
Wind
I hate
chill,
that
yeah.
too. Yeah, that was what we had. And I know you have a few webcasts coming up. I wanted to get to those.
Yeah, Friday night we have Wayne at Waterloo, Paul Russo and Nick Felice on the call, FL1 Radio, and then Saturday morning we'll replay it with live video.
Oh, awesome.
We'll replay the game live, stream it live with the video. And then coming up next Monday, it's Marcus Whitman at Minders. That's a regular video broadcast. And last night, I was in Marcus Whitman for Marcus Whitman Lions, and what a great game that was. And that video is up to view.
Yeah.
It was a great game, but it was really impressed by Marcus Whitman in the second half. So, yeah, we got some games going on.
Awesome. But
And then I should mention, too, Sunday morning, 10 a.m., Upstate Oops podcast, Marcus Whitman kids will be in studio.
Oh, that's good.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. So now I think everybody's waiting for this because I am. You are actually going to play something for us.
We're going to rock the
we're going to rock Finger Lakes 1 right now.
So what are you playing for us here?
I can play, if you want, since I am such a big Eddie Van Halen fan.
Yeah.
I can play the Eruption solo.
Let's do it.
Yeah, you play whatever you want. And this better go on your YouTube channel. We need to get you those views.
All right, here we go.
Thank you.
Girls, you really got me.
Beautiful. Go into it. We should have a whole band.
Excellent.
That was so good.
Thanks.
And you can find him, like we said, at Nick Speljo on YouTube.
On YouTube and Facebook, too.
And Facebook.
Yeah.
Do you post a lot on Facebook?
S-B-E-G-L-I-O.
Yeah, it's kind of the same videos and stuff, right. But I'm kind of trying to move over to YouTube a little bit because you can get paid over there.
Yeah, that's
and,
true.
You know, you can get like more of an audience because on Facebook it's just kind of, you know, your friends.
Grandma.
Or whatever, and then, like, yeah, grandma. But, you know, on YouTube it's like you can make it like totally public and stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
That's exciting. Yeah. I hope that good things come to you in your future.
And looking for a band, so where can people reach out to you directly? Like,
on my that's where I would go. My Facebook page, I guess.
Facebook
like
Messenger.
Facebook or you know, if you got my phone number.
You don't want to give that out.
Yeah, just throw it out there for everybody. Yeah.
So what about the ladies? The ladies love a good guitar player, from what I've seen.
Yeah, I guess you could say that, yeah.
So you get any propositions at the Dome after the game?
Not the Dome, no.
Darn. What, they should have tagged you and put your stuff. Do you have an Instagram?
No, I don't.
You need to get an Instagram. Yeah. You need. Probably. We're going to make one for you after this because you need one. That would be great.
They did have me on their Twitter, though.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. You need to start linking all your social medias, and pretty soon we're going to see you on some stage with your band that you got together, and we can relive the best era.
That's
ever.
What you. That's what you get if you you figure out where I screwed up. Is front
tickets.
Receipts, yeah.
Ooh,
receipts
yes.
To the first show.
All right, Jim. I'm going to use your ear because you'll know better than I do, and we're going to find it. We're going to get front row tickets to his mess up.
No, I don't want to point out any screw-ups. Because, like I said, you covered it well, you know, because nobody saw it. And when that happened, did you have, like, just a quick second of, like, oh, my God?
Well, yeah, you know, it's like...
Got to keep playing.
Like you said, it wasn't really so much, like, an actual, like, I screwed it up as, you know, it was just kind of what I was going to play didn't quite come out the way I wanted it to. So I think of it as I screwed up.
Yeah, right. Man.
You can, you know, if you don't notice it, you know, it's not gonna.
Yeah, nobody noticed. It was awesome. It was great, and it was unique experience for everybody at the Dome. I don't think anybody's seen anything like that before.
I mean,
we've had some great performances, but I never an instrumental guitar performance of the
National
Anthem.
Actually, if you want to know something that's totally crazy, I guess that Vanessa Williams sang the anthem in 2014.
Yes,
my video on YouTube has more views
that
Vanessa Williams, former Miss America, Playboy model.
That's really good. Do you know what your views are up to?
It's like just over 5,000. It's like almost 5.1.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's so exciting. I loved it.
Yeah, congratulations, first of all, on being successful through the audition process, and then for pulling it off. I mean, that's an experience for a lifetime. So.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And thanks for coming in to Seneca Falls.
Yes, and Finger Lakes. He is from the Finger Lakes.
Right.
That's what is awesome about this. Mm-hmm. So that really is all the time that we have. Again, thank you so much for coming.
Thanks.
Thank you, everybody that watched us. If you enjoyed the show, you can click like, you can share with your friends, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel. We'll be back next Wednesday, of course, for our first show. Not our first show in February, our first show before Valentine's Day.
Yeah, Valentine's
Until
Day
then,
edition.
Have a great weekend here in the Finger Lakes.